So over the years of your marriage to Nancy, how often did you talk about heaven? And especially in the years where you were caring for her, I'm curious what those conversations were like. I'm thinking about other people who are in a similar situation, suffering, struggling, you know, and how those conversations helped in those moments.
Yeah, we talked about heaven a lot. I would say it's probably, even if somebody doesn't agree with all my conclusions about heaven or any of them, you would have to acknowledge that because I am addicted to research, sometimes too much. So I read over 150 books on heaven before the, you know, in the process of researching the book. And I read many books on heaven that I didn't even like, but I read them anyway, because I thought there could be something in there. And usually you'd find maybe a gem, you know, some thought there. And so you think of all that, and then reading every article, I have six, maybe seven books on heaven, not only the Big Heaven book, but a heaven booklet, and 50 Days of Heaven, a devotional book, Heaven for Kids, a couple of other children's books that relate to heaven, two of my novels, Deadline Dominion, actually also Safely Home, deal with heaven and portray heaven. So, I mean, I have spent a huge number, not hundreds of hours, thousands of hours, and that is no exaggeration at all, researching, writing about, and then speaking on and talking with people about heaven and the new earth. So it's fair to say, of all people in the world, who would I have engaged most with on this subject? And the answer is my wife. We would talk about it, and we were excited about it. And I have told a number of people, Rush, since Nancy died, don't wait to talk about the world to come. Again, 2 Peter 3:13, we are looking forward to a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. But I don't think that's actually, that was true of Peter and his readers. They were the we. They were looking forward to a new heavens and new earth in which righteousness dwells. But does the average Christian really think in terms of a recreated universe where people made in God's image will continue to discover and do the things that serve and honor God and live in a world where there's art and there's music? We usually include music, but art and music and sports and literature and all the things that humans do. You know, we don't become inhuman. We become the best humans we can possibly be. And I think our theology of heaven has suffered so much because we tend to think of the world to come like, well, we're going to be, you know, just angels, you know, and floating around disembodied, and we'll worship, but that's all we'll do. But the thing is, we will worship God, but everything we do will be in worship to God. So even in this life, first Corinthians 10:31, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Well, that means everything. Eating and drinking are just common things that people do. We will eat and drink in the world to come. About eight times in the Gospels, Christ makes that absolutely clear. They'll come from the east and the west. Abraham, Isaac sit at the table, and you eat at that table, and you tell stories, and you're real people. And it's not one who was once called Abraham. You know, it's Abraham. It's Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the real actual people, and we'll meet them. So to me, it's like all the effort and energy that I put into contemplating, studying heaven paid off immensely for both Nancy and now for me, because I don't have vague notions of the world to come. I believe in the same way we can say, like somebody will say, well, I don't know what a new body will be like. Well, of course you do. You have a body. the new body will be the old body without all the bad stuff, right? I mean, without the cancer and without dementia and without whatever. Same thing. We have no idea what the new earth will be like. Well, of course we do. We know what the earth is right now. That's our reference point. Take all the sin and suffering and corruption and everything bad in the world, the natural disasters, the tragedies, murders, and all the terrible things that happen. Take this present world, eliminate all that, and you start to get a really good picture, I think, of the life to come.